now we'll move on to the second public hearing for 2026-04-16B, notice of proposed fire hydrant use and meter rental agreement. Go ahead again.
So this resolution develops a fee-based structure and tracking mechanism for, which allows the use of a fire hydrant and a meter in, for construction off-site. We do have the fill station here, but oftentimes it's advantageous to the contractors to connect and meter and get their water right there. Part of this, it helps us to know which meters or which hydrants they're trying to use. We can say, no, we can't do that with this hydrant. We know that there's flow issues with this. It has a setup fee where our guys make sure the hydrant's in good working order to begin with, show the contractor which how to install the meter and how to take it off at the end of the day, cycling of the valve and when that should be done. All of those things, this kind of covers that little education period bit with them. It does have a refundable deposit of $2,000, so if there is damages to our equipment, we have that to begin the repairs. The $150 agency set up and take down, so when they start using the hydrant, we'll inspect the hydrant and the meter, and when they finish, we again do the same, make sure there were no damages that as a result of the use. We have agency provided meters, that is our preferred avenue. We will have those calibrated annually, and for the rental of the meter and the hydrant is $19 per day. This is intended to keep, because we've loaned out, without this policy in place, we've loaned out a hydrant meter and it's gone so long that we forget who even has it, because it's just out there and they're not using it. It's just in their van, truck, or whatever. So this kind of puts an urgency to do what you need to do and get it done and then get back off of that hydrant. We did include the potential for the use of a private fire hydrant meter, so long as that hydrant meter has a calibration certification within 1 year of the time of use. It accounts for annual escalation of costs. And the water usage charge with the agreement is that this is the same as our normal hydrant rate. We're already established there. Failure to report, because we rely on the user to report back the usage on that meter monthly if it's out for multiple months. Failure to report has a penalty and removal of the hydrant meter until everything's caught back up and
is the meter left on the hydrant?
Not overnight, but yeah, during the day when they're operating, they'll put the meter on and they'll turn the hydrant on, and then there's a valve that, so the hydrant stays charged all day, so they're not using our hydrant valve on and off and cycling the drain valves. They'll use the gate valve on that, and then as they fill trucks, and then at the end of the day, everything's taken off of the hydrant and kept somewhere safe.
So it's just this, just the honor system, basically, that they're putting the meter on when they're using it?
Yeah.
When they're filling their trucks?
Yeah. We're out and around, and we see, and with this, we have a better idea of where they're using it. We've had some that just have a meter and they'll just hook up to a hydrant wherever they want, get a load, and then we'll get a picture that they used 12,000-14,000 gallons of water, and we have no idea of tracking. And so this gives us tracking mechanisms. We know where it's at, and then we can have a better idea with what's going on. But yes, ultimately everything to do with a fire hydrant and construction use is the honor system.
We don't have to do this if we don't desire, that's for sure. That's up to the rest of the board. But anyway, we had to do something because it was not correct. Do you have a comment?
I do.
have a...
You may have to re-remind me of the rules.
Just your name in 3 minutes.
Okay. My name's Ashley Wareham. I'm with Harrison's locally. We've been a construction company around for quite a long time. My dad has owned it and taken care of it, and now I'm managing it and running it. So I'm here to comment about this, and I know you said no questions, but I might have one. We have our own personal meters that we've had for a couple of years. I have two of them. One that I tell all my guys, this is for Gwessa, this is Benny's hydrant. You only use this on Benny's. When we get water from San Juan Spanish Valley Special Service District, I have a different hydrant. So that's how we do it internally, and I take pictures and send it in. I'm very appreciative of that, because trucks running up and down the road, coming in here, I mean, it sometimes can be a cluster. It's a cluster at the city sometimes getting water. It takes time. More people on the roads, more trucks. It just, you guys get where this is going. So I would personally, in business, appreciate the approval of this. My question, or it may have to turn into a comment, is the $9 a day for the hydrant with private meter. I have my meter designated for you guys. Would I be paying $9 a day for 365 days a year? Because sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't. So that's where kind of I'm like.
So this, we would, with this agreement, anytime you're putting your meter on our hydrant, we need an agreement filled out. And then we know where it's at when it's in use. It's not, it's $9 per day for the hydrant rental at that point, not a meter, but it's during your time of use.
Okay. So at a subdivision, we had it on there for a long time.
You may have wanted to remove it, and I mean, if it's in use full time there, then yes, but if it's not, then that's where you say, hey, we're not hooking up for this amount of time. We'll be back on the hydrant. I'll let you know when it's going back on the hydrant.
So off and on?
Off and on. It's only for the day of use.
The day of use.
Yes.
True, I think Ken's always talking about the honor system.
Yes. Yeah, that's gonna get complicated, but anyway, I understand what you're doing. It's just gonna get very cumbersome quickly, in my case, anyway.
I agree with you. The problem with that is every time you operate that, but those things are, what, $4,000 or $5,000 for those fire hydrants. If we operate it every day, which you do, those things are worn out.
And, oh, I get it.
And then the amount of money that you're paying doesn't even come close to fixing it.
Yeah, I get
that
it.
$9 a day, it's a pittance. So that was one of the reasons, in my opinion.
Okay. I understand that $9. I get it. It's just...
The tracking.
Yeah, tracking.
I think we can work it out, and I don't think it's going to be as big a deal as...
Okay.
Could you do an online form so that she could just get online, fill it out?
Potentially, but it is signed by both parties every time.
Well, you can have a signature. I mean, that might make it easier for you to just do it from your office every time you send someone
and out. It only needs a new one if it's changing to a new location.
Okay.
So if like your Abbey subdivision, for instance, you have it there, you're gonna say, okay, I'm gonna use it this week. We're gonna be out of there for 2 months.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back on it. And so we're not gonna charge you for those 2 months. That's where, like I said, the honor system and all that will come in. It will be a little more of a tracking, but I don't know how else to.
No, I get it.
It's gotta be tracked somehow.
No, I get it, and I'm trying to get tracking devices on all my stuff anyway, and I'm like, wonder if this would help. This is more reason why I need to do that.
Yeah.
But, okay. Those are my comments, and I really appreciate the water meters. I can't stress that enough. The Phillips station has been amazing. I'm so excited for it, but we also use this meter all the time. And they are expensive, I have no doubt. I have two of them in my office that I bought. I don't know how many you guys have, but I've got two of them now. Like, this is, and that was my system instead of clocking in and out from each agency around. And I know how much fire hydrants are. We've
You do it, yeah.
We install, we get, I know, I get it, it does wear on them, so.
We appreciate your comments and your support. Any more questions from the board?
What is the deal if you catch somebody not honoring this?
It's theft of services.
Okay.
Yeah, we call sheriff at that point, and it's theft of services. They probably won't be eligible to ever utilize a hydrant again in that instance.
It has happened.
I was gonna say, is there something in this we need to put, that there's an abuse of this, that there's a policy where we don't allow that, or is that already written in?
If they're not current in what, then that is in this agreement, but if they're doing that, they've never signed this agreement, so it's.
Well, if they, or if you have somebody sign the agreement, then they're just gonna be not doing it to fly under the radar.
I mean, that's gonna be our, we'll have to watch that. I don't know if we wanna add language in here. I think it's, we kinda covered all of the agreement side of it, but we already have that as under the theft of services.
And that should kinda trump this, so.
It'd be like a theft of services type thing.
Anything else? Okay, motion to adjourn, I guess.
I move we adjourn.
Okay, second man, so we're out of the public hearing mode here, and.
Thank you.
We will vote on this one also at the next meeting. Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.